Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. My mission is to help you to stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up to be millionaires. Please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares, ratings, reviews, and subscribes that the show gets, the more the show will be shared with other women just like you. That's just the way that the algorithm works. And if you've been enjoying the show, please consider leaving a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And if you listen on Apple, please leave a glowing review so that women just like you can find the show. In a recent survey, 73% of Americans ranked finances as their biggest stressor. That's not a surprise, is it? Is money your number one cause of stress in your life? You know, 80% of Americans have credit card debt right now, and more than half of those are over $10,000. And 5% have over $250,000 of credit card debt alone. Do you know the total of all your debts added together? What are some of the other debts that you might have? Like student loans, car loans, your mortgage, personal loan, balance transfer loans, even a 401k loan, or a home equity loan, or a home renovation loan. The American dream has turned into the American debt trap. And if you're finding yourself stuck, totally stuck in this American nightmare debt trap, you know, there's hope. There's hope. You don't have to keep living paycheck to paycheck anymore. Because working with a financial educator like me may sound scary at first, because you have to face your truth and you have to get your head out of the sand and just stop ignoring it, right? And when you're scared, you ignore it. But you know what? You're not alone. 80% of Americans, 80% of Americans are struggling financially and are just so afraid to talk about it. Because of that, it just gets worse and worse and worse. The more you ignore something, it's not going to get better, right? I help my clients to be debt-free, save thousands of dollars, invest like a pro, and set their kids up to be millionaires. Now it's your turn. I'm currently offering a 90-minute financial power session where we'll focus on one or two specific areas of your own personal finances where you're feeling stuck. Here's some examples of potential topics where I've helped other moms just like you. Setting up a basic budget. How to set up an emergency fund. How to talk with your partner and your kids about money. Creating a personalized debt payoff plan. Understanding your investment options, whether it be in your 401k, your IRA, or any other type of investment vehicle. Prioritizing your money goals. Things like, should I invest or should I pay off debt? How much do I need to retire? How much do I need to invest to retire? Head over to my website, momswhomoney.com, and there you'll be able to schedule, or you can just use the link in the show notes. Money is meant to be spent. That's right, I said it. Money's meant to be spent. It just depends upon where you spend it. This is why I'm always teaching the four buckets. Say it with me. Saving, investing, giving, and spending. And by now, do you realize that these buckets, they'll all be spent at some point in time, right? The spending bucket is the only obvious one because it's called the spending bucket. But those three remaining buckets, they're meant to be spent as well, right? Except that the money in those buckets is spent on very specific things at very specific times. It really amazes me how many moms tell me they want to curb their spending because their spending's just out of control, although they don't know how, and they say it's scary to start trying to make the change. Does that sound familiar? Like when you want to lose some weight and you want to curb all the junk food that you're eating to fit into a dress for a party or even just feel sexy in a bathing suit. Like if you're going on a winter vacation to Aruba, it's easier to just switch out pizza for a salad for a few weeks or a few months than to really curb your spending. Am I right? Curbing your spending just sounds too hard. I actually had a mom ask me to train her how to stop spending money. What do you think I told her? Take a guess. Well, I told her that I don't teach anyone to stop spending money. I teach you how to spend your money. All money gets spent. Think about it. All of your money, whether you have bills, whether you save it, invest it, or give it, it's gonna be spent at some point in your life. And all we're really doing is learning some new spending habits. And it's fun because you get to make up the rules according to how you want to spend it. And remember what I always say, personal finance is personal. No one makes the same amount of money. Everyone's family dynamic and lifestyle is different. And it depends on where you live in the country and what the cost of living is there. And of course, what you're spending your money on now. And if you're using all four buckets at the same time, you don't need to learn how to stop spending. You simply need to learn how to use the four buckets and know what's important to you and your family. You don't need to stop spending money. Maybe you just need to start spending on different things. And those are the things that you care about the most. Obviously, you start with bills, right? And then you ask yourself, what's the most important thing to you next? What is it? When you understand that spending your money on those things that you actually care about, it really begins to give your money a purpose. So it's not just money in, money out, right? We don't learn about this stuff in school. Most kids are given money as like an allowance for doing odd jobs like washing your car or receiving a paycheck, depending upon how old they are. So think back and remember, what did you do with your money as a kid? Did you spend it all? Did you invest it? Did you save it all? Did you give it all away? What'd you do with it? Do you do the same thing with your money now that you did back then when you were younger? Where did all your money go? Most moms tell me that they spent it all or maybe they saved a little. So now it's time to learn how to use the four buckets every single day for you and your kids. And before you use your buckets, you need goals for each bucket. And this is the most important step. Your money needs a purpose. Every single penny that you earn needs to have a purpose, a place to go. Whether you save, invest, give, or spend it, doesn't matter. Needs to have a purpose. Otherwise, what is it? Money in, money out. Who knows where it went, right? Bye-bye, money, right? So the savings bucket is used for what? Saving. What are you saving for? All savings goals need to be specific and timely. Here's an example. I'm saving $500 for the holidays. I'm saving $750 for birthdays during this year. I'm saving $2,500 for my kids' activities throughout the year, $1,500 for a girls' weekend, $3,000 for a new HVAC system for my house. Does that make sense, right? Very specific and timely. And the investing bucket, that's used for investing. So what are you investing for? What's the purpose? Are you saving for a house, a car, college, retirement? How did I save to purchase my new-to-me car that I just purchased with cash 2 weeks ago? Investments. Giving your investment dollars a purpose and a time frame is the key to growing your money. So yeah, you can figure out when you want to retire, how much money every single month you need to put away to retire by that date. The math doesn't lie, right? And then the giving bucket, that's used for giving. What type of charities and organizations do you like to donate to? What is really important to you the most? Is it saving the earth, cleaning up our water, helping the Red Cross, feeding the homeless, saving animals, buying Girl Scout cookies, fundraising for your kids' schools, maybe even helping a family in need, helping women and children who are victims of domestic abuse? If you didn't know, 10% of all my profits go to domestic abuse shelters. I am very, very, very passionate about helping domestic abuse shelters. And of course, the spending bucket. The spending bucket is the one that gets the most messy and the most out of control. And this is why you think you need to curb your spending or even stop spending, right? Eat rice cakes, not pizza. It should be more clear now that once you create the priorities that you want for your money, you're always going to be spending money. It's just a matter of when it's spent. That's all. That's it. And you know, it's even more fun when you have the cash saved and you don't have to charge it. You can take control over your spending, but if you need to consistently use your credit cards to supplement your monthly spending, that's a problem. And it can and it will destroy your financial life. My two most favorite and most simple money rules to remember are it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep, and automate your savings according to your priorities and then spend the rest. What did you learn today? Let me know. I absolutely love hearing from you. I'm also starting to compile a list of questions from you. I would love to do a show, like a Q&A show, where I answer questions from you. So please start sending me in your questions, whether you email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or you reach out to me on social media. I'm going to make a list of all these questions and then I'm going to do an episode and answer them for you. My mission is to help you to stop stressing about your money, right? We want to take your power back so that you can invest with confidence and then set your kids up to be millionaires. I mean, who doesn't want that? And if you're ready to once and for all take control of your spending, it's time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or go ahead and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or even a consultation for personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The scheduling link is on my website, momswhomoney.com, and of course, it's in the show notes. And you can always find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Message me there. Come hang out with me. All the links are on my website and in the show notes. And thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful for you. Please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.